Making calls certainly in Peel are a lot of parents wondering what the heck's going on in their kids' school board, because the school calendar for the Peel District School Board is now apparently controversial. And that's because they've added May 15th to the calendar to mark Nakba Day. And this is the day after Israel was officially given independence. So that's the day on May 15th that Arabs rose in protest against Israel's existence. And it's a phrase that comes from Nikra and Nakba, which means memory of the catastrophe. So Peel Region's being, you know, they're asking to call for celebration of this day, which I think at any other normal time would raise eyebrows, obviously. But right now, certainly after October 7th, it's outraged quite a few people. Nonetheless, Peel District Board says, look, we value diversity in our communities. You know, we recognize other days as well. It's okay. But you're recognizing a day that basically is celebrating, you know, the eradication of Israel, which means there's no Jews left. Brian Lilly writing about this story because once he wrote about it for the Toronto Sun, it did get response. The news today from the provincial education minister, Stephen Lecce, saying it's time that schools get back to basics. And it looks like we're going to get a reverse on, I guess, this action. Let me bring in Brian Lilly as to even how this came about. And Brian, I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
How did this start? Like, who put the push on to get this day recognized?
I don't know that part. I put a series of questions to the Peel District School Board over a week ago. It took them several days to get back to me. And then before I could write the story up, there was a grassroots push within the Jewish community to say, speak up about this. I first heard from a Jewish woman who's a teacher in the Peel District School Board telling things are not good there, raising concerns about this day. Then it became an email campaign, and I'm just looking at my inbox right now, and still most of the emails that I'm getting, I think it's over 3,000 now. I'm CC'd on all the emails to
the
board.
Okay.
It's people saying, will you do your job and get rid of this day, and here's why. I'm not sure how it got started in terms of putting it on the calendar. There is a process each year where people can put forward commemorative days. But I agree with Education Minister Stephen Lecce. We should not be having divisive politics on school calendars. And this is definitely divisive politics. As you say, Nakba means the catastrophe. This is a day celebrated by people who believe the establishment of Israel was a catastrophe. Now, yes, it also does mark the forced evacuations of people, but we don't have a day marking the forced evacuation of Jews from Arab countries that happened at the same time. To put this in terms that people who don't follow these issues can understand, I would equate this to having a day that recognizes the Bolsheviks winning in their attempt to take over Russia, or Chairman Mao seizing control of China and establishing one-party rule under the Communist Party of China. We don't celebrate those days. Those are highly political, highly charged days. We don't mark them. So why would we mark this?
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking that maybe we will. I mean, maybe there will come a time when we start to go down those roads of marking this, right? Because there'll be a lot of pushbacks, and we remember Remembrance Day, and there'll be a lot of people who take issue with that.
This is not the same as Remembrance Day, and I know you're reaching for.
It's a devil. I'm playing the devil's advocate, right?
Yeah, if somebody put that forward, I would find that absolutely outrageous. But I'm sure somebody will. The National Council of Canadian Muslims has started their own pushback campaign against the attempt to get it removed, saying that, look, the Nakba happened. Well, yes, it did, but just even phrasing it that way, the catastrophe, puts a political spin and lens on it. Now, they claim that an attempt to remove this day from the calendar is trying to erase this from the history books. Well, no, it's taking it off of a day, a calendar of days to commemorate. This is not a day to commemorate among the wider population. And in fact, it really wasn't a day that was commemorated much until Yasser Arafat started using it as a political tool in the late 90s. That's when this really began to take off, and it's grown from there. But you know, it's you can learn about what happened in a history class, mm-hmm. from a history book, with the history teacher, with context put around it. Just celebrating Nakba Day means that we are accepting this idea that, you know, protesting the existence of Israel. You know, the United Nations offered two states, an Arab state and a Jewish state, back in 1948. And Palestinian Arabs and the Arab nations around there said no and launched a war because they didn't want the Jewish state at all. They didn't want two states. Then, my view, Hamas and Fatah and all these other groups don't want two states now.
Yeah.
We really want to put all that, you know, all of those politics into a day that's supposed to be, hey, here's a nice community day to remember. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe there wasn't a T-shirt for the day. We're talking to Brian Lilly. But again, I would say take these things altogether out of the classroom because we've politicized the classroom now so much on every single issue, right? Like, there's a T-shirt for everything. There's a day for everything. It's like, let's get back to basics. I agree with the education minister on it when he says, let's get back to basics. But I'm tired of the talk. And I would just like to see this government, which does have a majority, make the changes now. And I'm not sure why they say the phrase and then hope that the boards will move with them because they just do their own thing.
Well, so I was at an event recently where Minister Lecce was speaking and he was asked about that. You know, why do you have to keep responding to these things? He says, because I find out about them the same way that you do. He finds out about it because there's a media story or a parent raises it with him. But, you know, they run the education system for the entire province, but they don't manage every small thing that happens. And the education system is filled with a lot of people with hardcore political agendas. I think most teachers just want to go to work, do their job, teach the kids. They're in it for the right reasons. But there is a hardcore minority that sees it as their mission, not their job, it's their mission in life. To inject their politics into the classroom.
But you have to go to the unions on that, though, right? Because it's so embedded into the unions. We've seen the behavior over the last couple of months.
Part of it's the unions, part of it's other stuff. And, mm-hmm. and on this one, you know, I don't even think we could put this down to a teacher's group. But there are people pushing politics. And it is a constant battle to push back against them. So, you know, I've described it, and Lecce described his job as playing whack-a-mole. And you're constantly trying to react to the outrageous things that these people that believe in injecting their politics into the school system are trying to accomplish. And you deal with one and you turn around and there's another one. It's extremely difficult to deal with. And you know, short of getting rid of the school boards, which
I'm all about. Hello. Vote one.
Yeah, school boards are doing a good job talking themselves out of existence. Short of doing that, I don't know how you accomplish this.
Yeah, I don't either. But it wasn't always a thing. But it is so pervasive now. But stay tuned on this. All right, Brian, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Brian Lilly writing about this in today's Toronto Sun, and the update since writing the piece is that the education minister is going to call on Peel to reverse course on it. Again, a lot of talk. I think the province needs to take more action, frankly, because I think we have too much activism in the classroom. But I would take it beyond this, you know.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.